living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So do you like to juice or do you like to eat the whole fruits? That's kind of becoming a big battle between people in the health industry. Juicing versus leaving the pulp versus just eating the whole fruit. Well, some new research is showing that there is a better way maybe to do it. So are you eating or getting your daily fruit serving the right way? Yeah, believe it or not, there could be a right way. According to a recent study, drinking fruit juice, and that includes doing your own juicing, by the way. They looked at both. So it's store-bought, which please don't do that. That's just, now we know that's going to cause problems, right? Store-bought fruit juice is just loaded with sugar. So avoid that stuff. However, drinking fruit juice, even if you do it yourself, like in a good juicer, is likely to increase your risk of diabetes, while eating whole fruits could actually decrease your risk. So let's take a look at what's really going on here. And I got a few things I want to discuss to help maybe shed some light on the issue with fruit. So first of all, let me discuss the study that I'm pulling this from, okay? And it's the study that's kind of confusing everybody a little bit. So Harvard researchers found that eating 2 servings of whole fruits a day was associated with a 13% decreased risk of type 2 diabetes compared to those who ate fruit once a month. Now, that's awesome, right? So I think most people would agree. Yeah, eating the whole fruit is good. It turns out that the best fruits were apples, blueberries, and grapes when it came to decreasing the risk of diabetes. But here's the thing. The Harvard researchers didn't stop there. They had another group in there that were simply drinking the juices. Now, this was not store-bought. They were actually juicing the different fruits. And they found that if you drank 1 or more servings of fruit juice a day, it increased the risk of diabetes by 21%. And if you go to the store-bought varieties, it probably goes even higher than that. So here you have a pretty decent research protocol or study going on here. You got whole fruit eaters that are decreasing diabetes risk, and you have some of them juicing it and increasing their diabetes risk. So what is to blame here? Well, most people might jump in and say, well, it probably has to do with the glycemic index. So let me explain what that is. The glycemic index is the sugary content of that fruit. Okay, and when you strip a fruit of the fibers, you are essentially now, once those fibers are gone, is you're getting that all that sugar into your system a lot quicker. So fruit juices do display higher glycemic scores than the whole fruit, than the whole fruits. So juicing an apple has a higher glycemic load than does eating the apple. And that might be what's driving the results here. There's another calculation, though, that I think is a little bit more powerful than glycemic index, and that's glycemic loads. When you take the glycemic index of a food and you multiply it by 100 and you divide it by the servings, that's the glycemic load. That's a better indication of how much sugar is getting into your system. Glycemic index times 100 divided by grams per serving. That number, however, is still a lot higher for fruit juices. So again, you take an apple, right, and you juice it, you're going to have more of that sugar getting in, so it has a higher glycemic load than, say, eating the whole apple, okay? Why? Probably because the whole fruits do contain the fibers. It's a specific type of fiber. You actually find 2 types of fiber in the whole fruit. You got soluble fibers and you got insoluble fibers. Now, the insoluble fibers kind of just run through your gastrointestinal system. You don't really absorb them. They're good to keep you regular, et cetera, all that kind of stuff. The soluble fibers are the ones we focus on the most here at Life Extension because they surround those sugars and they decrease the amount that can actually enter into your bloodstream. So the soluble fiber that's found in the whole apple can decrease the amount of sugar that gets into your bloodstream when you eat it versus the juice of the apple that has often that fiber missing, okay? So when you drink the juice of that apple, that sugar gets into your system a lot faster. You spike your blood sugar level. And if you do that over and over again, chronic spiking of blood sugar through those fruit juices can eventually lead to insulin resistance, which is the hallmark of type 2 diabetes. But there's a but in all this. okay? B-U-T. But, you know, all fruits, although they do have a lot of these sugars, they also contain antioxidants, right? And one group of these antioxidants are called anthocyanins. These really are what make the superfruits superfruits. These are powerful antioxidants that give fruits the bluish, purple, red colors. And if you recall from that Harvard study, they found that eating blueberries, apples, and grapes was associated with the greatest decreased risk in diabetes. Well, guess what? That would make sense. They, at least with the red apples, right? The blueberries are actually purple. They're not really blue. And of course, if you're doing the deeper, dark grapes, you're getting a lot of these anthocyanins. Diets high in anthocyanins have been associated with a lower risk of type 2 diabetes. So if you really, here's my point. If you really enjoy juicing, stick with the deeper, darker colored fruits. For instance, the apples, the red grapes, and the blueberries. In those cases, the anthocyanins kind of do the same thing the soluble fibers do. They decrease how much sugar is going to get into your bloodstream. They will help to minimize sugar spikes. They will improve insulin sensitivity and protect you from diabetes. So there you go. So here, the whole fruit overall is going to give you more fibers. However, if you stick to the darker colored fruits, the anthocyanins can also play a role in keeping those sugar spikes down. So eat whole fruits. Go ahead and juice with the blueberries, the apples, and the grapes, or anything that's dark colored, and you should be okay. Now, I've kind of developed, because I do enjoy juicing. I don't do it as much as I used to. I came up with a ratio that seems to work really well for me, and it's a ratio of fruits to vegetables when you juice. I like to do 3-1. For every 3 vegetables, I'll throw in a darker colored fruit. So that way, I'm getting all that good fiber. I'm getting all of the good antioxidants and certain compounds from the fruit, but I get the sweetness of the vegetable, but then I get a little bit of the sweetness of the fruit added in there. So a 3-1 ratio seems to work really well. So give that a try. And of course, when you're doing the fruits, keep it to the apples, the blueberries, the red grapes. The deep, darker colors should help you out. And it probably does come down to glycemic index and glycemic load. The more sugar coming in, you spike your blood level, that spikes insulin. That's not a good thing when you do that over and over and over again when it comes to what we eat. So keep in mind that we want to minimize that. You know, some people throw fiber supplements. You can do a little fiber powder into your fruits if you really enjoy the fruits a lot. That also helps. But try that 3-1 ratio and you should be okay, and also stick to the deep dark fruits. And that's a really good way I do think that we can juice. One of my favorite juices, by the way, are the way one of the recipes I like involves carrots, the red apples, and beets. Give that a try. The carrots, and I'll do, you know, maybe 2 servings of the carrots, 1 serving of the beet. So that's the 3, right? And then the apple giving me my 1 serving of fruit. So that's still following that 3-1 ratio. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful mix of fruits and vegetables. Has a really nice sweet taste, but not overly sweet. And I think that one's going to be good for your sugar levels. That one's going to be good for your insulin. That combination, that recipe, will definitely help when it comes to beating diabetes. So keep juicing in mind. Just keep it to the deep dark fruits and deep dark fruits. 3-1 ratio works really well. You should be good to go. All right. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.